Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you do that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? No, that's not right. No, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it.
Actors Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn there from the film Old School with some differing opinions on marriage. Based on a new survey, a lot of Americans feel that marriage is becoming obsolete. Almost half of the people surveyed in this new Associated Press survey, it was an overview, questions and answer. It's kind of interesting because as families gather for Thanksgiving this year, the idea that one in three American children living with a parent who is divorced, separated, never married, more people are accepting the view that wedding bells are not needed in order to have a family. The study was done by the Pew Research Center in association with the folks at Time Magazine. Highlights of the study, let's see here, rapidly changing notions of the American family. Census Bureau planning to incorporate broader definitions of a family when they measure poverty, a shift caused partly by recent jumps in unmarried couples living together. And, you know, for a long time, the government made it easier and better in terms of socially maneuvering people. It was cheaper to file taxes as an unmarried couple, single persons, than it was to be married. 29% of children now under the age of 18, 29% of the children under the age of 18 live with a parent or parents who are unwed or no longer married. That's a five-fold increase from 1960. About 39% of Americans say marriage has become obsolete. Census data shows marriage is hitting an all-time low. 52% of adults 18 and over in this country are married. I'm one of those people. Are you? 800-510-8255. This Thanksgiving Day weekend, there are a lot of people accepting the view that wedding bells are just passé. What has happened? The news media change all of this stuff? In 1978, just 28% believed marriage was becoming obsolete. So it's up to four, I guess you could say if you want to simplify it, four in ten. When asked what constitutes a family, the vast majority of Americans agree that a married couple, with or without children, fits the description. But four out of five surveyed also say an unmarried opposite-sex couple with children or a single parent is, that would be a family as well. Three out of five people said same-sex couples with children are a family. Three out of five, 60%. So how important is marriage to you? That'll be what we, as we spend time with families this weekend. What's your family like? 800-510-8255, your family life, what's it like? And do you? Some people will be very upset about this, and so you can be upset about it. It's all right. You can not be happy, but that doesn't change the reality. People's minds are changing. I think that given the state of affairs between men and women and how aggressive lawyers are when it comes to trying to settle things at the end of a marriage that may or may not work, it's unnatural. It makes, really, when you think about it, perfect sense. At least, again, this is my way of looking at it. One person cannot possibly meet all of the needs of another person. And the expectation, especially in America, is that that one person has to do it till death do us part, or you're going to be a sinner, you're a bad guy. First of all, why is the state involved in marriage? That's a pretty good question. And if you choose not to have religion involved in your life, no matter what level it is, then why is that so bad? You have your own. People say, oh, this is a Christian country founded on Christian principles. Things are changing, in case you haven't noticed looking around. And so that's why things are changing dramatically. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. Where are we and where are we going? Is a question that people are often asking themselves. Here's reporter John Berman focusing on America's definition of what makes up a family and understanding, again, as the study suggests, it's not what it used to be.
There's the Adams family, the first family, my family, and the Partridge family. All called family, but what counts as family?
What we find is that people are moving away from the traditional definition of family, and they're moving towards a modern definition of family.
The modern family, indeed, comes in many combinations. Nearly 100% of us agree a husband, wife, and kids counts as a family. No kids? 92% say that's a family. Those kids make a difference.
Children provides this, quote, guarantee that move you to family status.
For instance, an unmarried man and woman living together.
Hey.
Hi.
Under 40% say that's a family. Give them kids. It jumps to 83%. That's up 5% since 2003. A gay couple. 33% say that's a family. With kids. 64%. A 10% jump in just the last 7 years.
People right now are really reevaluating their views about same-sex couples.
What about pets? More than half of us say they're in the family, but two guys living as roommates. Sorry, Felix, just 10% say they're family. In the end, when it comes to defining family ties and determining family matters, you might say it's all in the family. Because 60% of us now say if you consider yourself a family, you are a family. Welcome, and hold on tight.
Kind of cute. 800-510-8255. Strong feelings about this? Again, the focus here is sort of interesting because of it being Thanksgiving Day weekend, which is a holiday that has really begun the holiday season. These next three holidays really symbolize family and togetherness. So as we get started with it, are you all shook up about this? 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the big hits, the discussion topics that are making it on so-called issue-oriented talk radio programs, talk television programs. And this is something that has been highly covered, the new definition of a family all over the internet and the new media. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, 14 past the hour.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
800-510-8255. Marriage, how important is it to you? Here's Andrew Sherlin, who's a professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins, who says, quote, now there are several ways to have a successful family, and more people are accepting of them. The broadening views of family having an impact this weekend. 9 in 10 Americans say they will share a Thanksgiving meal with their family, sitting at a table with 12 or more people. About a quarter of respondents say there will be 20 or more family members having some kind of Thanksgiving sharing. More Americans are living in these new families, so it seems safe to assume there will be more of them around the Thanksgiving dinner table, says Paul Taylor from the Pew Research Center. What's your story? 800-510-8255. Joe Scarborough speaks with Rick Stengel, the editor of Time, talking about this cover story on marriage.
This is a fascinating, provocative cover. Tell us about it.
I mean, the headline of the study, which I'll go right to, is that marriage has become an institution for the wealthier rather than the less wealthy. Before World War II, the marriage rates among people who were poorer and less educated were higher than people with more education and more money, and now those lines have crossed.
You also say in the study that men need marriage more than women.
Men need more, well, they benefit from marriage more than women do. They live longer, they're more prosperous, they're happier. Women who are married, however, Nika, aren't necessarily happier.
Really?
Are they less happy, though?
Less happy than women who are not married?
Yes.
No, they're more happy than women who are not married.
More happy.
Although more and more women say that marriage is not necessary to their happiness. In fact, a higher percentage of women say that marriage is not necessary to their happiness than men say.
Really?
So what,
yes.
What's the basis of that?
I think men are saying it to please the women.
I know. See, I'm wondering how skewed the answers are.
But again, what is emerging is a marriage gap, which is a really interesting thing, and I think it's an unintentional consequence of women's equality. Which is that once upon a time, doctors married nurses, lawyers married secretaries. Now, doctors marry doctors, right. Lawyers marry lawyers, and it's keeping that income class up higher, and it's separating them from lower income. And it's an example of income inequality in America. But that's a whole other idea. Mike?
Well, the income inequality within the context of marriage, how does that play out according to this?
It plays out that particularly since the recession started, people with less education and less income feel that they can't afford to get married. Marriage is more and more becoming a luxury for people who feel that they can afford it. And that's usually for people who are men and women who both have higher education, higher incomes than people who have lower incomes.
Why do they feel that way, though?
I don't really know the answer to. In fact, one of the things that's very interesting is that a majority of Americans think that marriage is obsolete, but a huge majority of Americans still want to get married. Something like 60% of people under 30 think that marriage is obsolete, but 95% of them want to get married.
How do children play into this? Are people feeling comfortable having children out of wedlock? Does this address that issue?
Right. Compared to 1960, there are eight times as many out of wedlock births. The other thing that the Pew study really saw is that the notion of marriage itself has, the notion of family has changed. It's much broader. It's a much broader definition. Single men living with children, unmarried couples living together, and people consider this family. I would argue that that's a good thing in the sense that family is a good thing, and our definition of family has expanded.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have 2 holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Much information for sure as we can pass along before we invite you for your calls. Actually, you're invited right now. We'll get to you in a timely fashion, probably in the next 14 minutes or so after we listen to more people with input from more radio and television programs. Here from CNN, John Roberts and Kira Phillips speak with Belinda Luscombe. Luscombe wrote the article in Time magazine. So we just heard from the editor of Time talking about this is a big story, and it's gotten a lot of attention for Time magazine. There hasn't been as much attention or as many copies of this magazine sold since Glenn Beck was on the cover some months ago, and they're probably the only other time during the year they have lots of people focusing on them is when they name their person of the year. So husband and wife, men benefit from marriage, women say it's 50-50, not necessary for their happiness. That's pretty interesting. Are you a lady and you agree with that? 800. Some people have wonderful marriages. Some people have horrible marriages. Some people live in misery for whatever the reason. We all make choices. Anyway, so the lady that wrote the article breaks down some of these numbers for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you take a look at the statistics and you cite them in this article, back in 1960, people who were married had an income that was 12% higher than people who were unmarried. 2008, that figure jumped to 41%.
That's huge. And that's mostly because of what we call, it's a fancy name for it, educational homogamy. We marry people who have a similar education to us. That's who we're drawn to. That's who we meet. That's who we fall in love with. So actually, if you think about it, the biggest beneficiaries of the women's movement and women's have been guys because they've been marrying richer women.
Right. We've been marrying up. I mean, we finally got it right.
You also talk about some of the other things. So you say that because women are not as dependent on that income of the spouse, they're more likely to leave if they're unhappy. So that's talking about the divorce rate being higher. But the other interesting aspect of this is that there's also a change in the way, and you write that you have to be a good, you have to figure out how to deal and bargain well to make things work because the household responsibilities have to be shared in greater numbers since both people are working.
Exactly. And if the women feel that they are not, they're doing the bulk of the work, they're happy to walk. You know, in fact, it's very hard to do statistically, but they believe that two-thirds of all divorces are initiated by women. And that's largely because, I think, a lot because of this household responsibility that women and men have to now renegotiate. Well, what are you going to do and what am I going to do? We're both bringing home the bacon, so, you know, who's going to cook it?
There's also a shifted attitude about when people get married. People used to get married very young. If you weren't married by 22 or 23 years old, you know, you're starting to get up there. It used to be sort of the demarcation of adulthood. When you became an adult, you got married, you started a family. Now it's almost a finishing touch on adulthood. So when everything else is said and done and in place, then you get married.
Yes, one of the sociologists we talked to said it's like the ultimate merit badge. Like, you've got everything sorted, your career is in place, you've done your education, you've worked it all out, you've probably lived with this person that you're thinking of marrying for a couple of years and worked out some of the kinks, you know, done a little bit of house training, figured out what you like, what you don't like, and then finally you get married, and it's a big step. It becomes this, not the beginning of your adulthood, but like the last little brick in it, the last right. little finishing touch.
I'm thinking about my daughter and her circumstance with her husband, and the term that was used there, was it married homography, I think something like that, and how much that applies to my daughter and her husband, who found each other in their careers, working on the same sorts of things, going to the same sorts of schools, having the same sorts of political attitudes, having just a wonderful time. They love each other. They get each other. They enjoy each other. So as I listened to that, I was thinking about my daughter especially, and my son also, because he's in his early 30s and he has no interest in being married, at least at the moment. He's far from being far from being finished. So how about your family? As you think about this, a fascinating, this is a wonderful a way of analyzing or working over some of the things that are issues, your family and the things that happen at Thanksgiving and over the holidays. What do you think? 800-510-8255 as caller time approaches, 28 after the hour now.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Pretty interesting discussion this Thanksgiving. 800-510-8255. We are here to take your calls live because that's the way it is. We work. We're happy. This isn't work. This is having fun understanding another issue in America, so many different issues. The question is whether or not marriage is becoming obsolete. That's what we're reviewing here. The article in Time magazine's gotten so much coverage. Amazing. In the week when the TSA has been the number one problem, the economy and taxes are front and center as well. South Korea, what do you say about that? And then the various and sundry other things that are always part of what we talk about. But this survey is startling in its findings, but yet it's saying what many of you have suspected is true. And with many of you, it's the way you're living your life. It certainly would be the way I would describe my life. I have had some pretty good relationships in the 30 years since I was married. And one of the best ones I have is with my former wife. It's not sexual in nature, but it's very loving in nature. And that's, you know, part of what we all need is something more than just the physical. There are other ways of sharing one's love. If, you know, in the long run, you understand, as I said, that the idea of one person completely meeting your needs is preposterous. It's ridiculous. It is counterintuitive. One person is not the end-all, be-all. There may be some exceptions to that. What I'm saying is, for the most part, you don't get everything you need out of just one person in life. And that goes for a spouse, a friend, somebody that you work with, or work itself. Work is not all self-fulfilling. But in many instances, people say work is more fulfilling than being married, which is kind of a sad reality. So that's why we have all of this conversation. Next up, the conversation here with author Kelly Goff, who says the numbers are not lying. A child has a better chance at success if they grow up in a home, though, with the two parents.
In 1974, actress Sybil Shepherd caused a stir by appearing on the cover of People magazine with her then-boyfriend, director Peter Bogdanovich. The two proudly proclaimed, "Living together is sexier than being married." It now appears that Shepherd was simply ahead of her time. A new study out from the Pew Research Center and Time magazine confirms that a growing number of Americans now share Shepherd's views on marriage. 4 in 10 Americans believe marriage is becoming obsolete. Yet an overwhelming majority of those polled are still not sold on the idea of single motherhood. So what explains this disconnect? Well, in part, age. Younger Americans are increasingly as likely to define the all-American family as the kids are all right, a family featuring two moms, as it is to define it as the Cosby Show. But another growing disconnect is class status. More than ever before, having a college degree is emerging as a key indicator on whether or not a person decides to get married before having a child. This is significant because over the last 50 years, the percentage of children born to single mothers has skyrocketed from 5% to 41%. Among black Americans, the number is over 70%. Now, before I get inundated with angry mail from single parents, let me be clear. Successful families come in all shapes and sizes, and an extraordinary single mother or father is certainly preferable to two lackluster married parents. But the numbers don't lie, and the majority of children born to single mothers are not being born to women like Angelina Jolie, Edie Falco, or Sandra Bullock. These women have the financial stability to ensure that their children will have access to world-class educations and health care. Many single moms do not. Single motherhood remains a key indicator for whether or not a child will grow up in poverty, and poverty remains a key indicator for whether a child will graduate high school. And in the inner cities, dropping out of high school is a key indicator for eventual incarceration. Now, I'm someone who happens to believe that whatever goes on between consenting adults is nobody's business. But when children are brought into the equation, it's not quite that simple. This reality is probably why there is such a disconnect on this poll between those of us who believe that as far as adults are concerned, sure, marriage is obsolete, but who also know that as far as children are concerned, the answer is not so easy.
That's very well put. That pretty much nails it, doesn't it, huh? What you do with your partner, your friend, lover is swell as long as you don't bring a child into it and then drop the child literally on its head and move along, either or both parties. And that's what's happened a lot. That's why the welfare system is creeping back into the focus, because it's being abused, literally. And the sad thing is that 70% of black women are having children, and there's no father around. So they become wards of the state. Not saying it's intentional. In some cases, it is. But for the most part, it's just a reality. And so you have a whole cultural difference in the cultural reality there. 800-510-8255. Here, ABC's George Stephanopoulos speaks with Dr. Terry Real, who responds to another finding in the survey. This finding suggests divorce is contagious. If your close friend gets divorced, your chances for divorcing increase by 140%.
And for more on this, we're now joined by our family therapist, Terry Real, who is not a huge fan of this study. And Terry, I see you chuckling there. Tell us what you think is wrong with it.
Well, you know, there may be some influence here, but if you're getting a divorce, there's already a stigma, George. You need friends. Your friends need to be close to you. Telling somebody that a divorcee is contagious and their divorce is going to cause your divorce, I think, is really not very helpful to anybody.
Well, I take your point, but let me push back a little bit. Part of the whole reason for a marriage ceremony in public is that the whole idea that everybody is there to reinforce the bonds of marriage and to help you keep and stay married. And I think that if the norm of divorcing, if it just seems like it's what everybody's doing, it does seem to have an influence, doesn't it?
Well, they're not saying you get divorced if everybody's doing it. They're saying you get divorced if you know one person who does it. And they're saying the odds go up 147%. Look, it's like teen suicide, which is very worrisome. Once you know somebody who actually walks through the door of divorce, it does bring it from the theoretical back home to roost. So, yes, I do think there may be some influence, as was said. People feel like, well, you know, if Harry doesn't put up with blah, 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 maybe I shouldn't put up with it, too. But there's a long way from saying there's some influence in saying you have close to 150% increased rate if you know.
So it's putting that kind of a number on it that you really strongly disagree with. But what if people do
see? It's really pretty incredible,
right? If people do see marriages in their families or with their friends falling apart, what tips do you have for how they can keep their marriage stable and strong?
Well, if you are rocked by somebody in your circle getting a divorce, the first thing I want you to do is don't keep it to yourself. Talk about it. Put your fears and your feelings on the table. Don't be afraid to ask your spouse for reassurance. This has rocked me, and I'd like some reassurance. The second thing is deal with your issues. Use this as an opportunity. Take whatever you've swept under the rug, bring it out on the table, and deal with it. And if you are in a bad place, if you've tried to deal with issues and you just don't get anywhere with it, don't be afraid to reach out for professional help and use that help.
All right, so a whopping 140% of people who are around, and I would say that it was a factor in my marriage. I got married when I was 23, divorced at 30, and much of the problem was that we were just so young and didn't know anything about each other. We got married 3 months after we met each other, and it was a mutual mess in terms of how we really related to one another. We relate to each other much better now, not perfectly, but much better, because we're relaxed about it. That's a big number. One of the things that I got a kick out of listening to Dr. Real say, it may not be helpful for the survey to deal in reality, but that doesn't change the reality. It's not helpful to say that people who are around divorced people are more likely to get divorced. It may be not helpful to say, but it's true. So what's the problem? 800, the problem is that it is true. That's the problem. 800-510-8255. Radio host Bob Franz now, looking into what he thinks the American family needs now.
More people are accepting the view that wedding bells aren't needed to have a family. And I think that right there, that, I mean, we could stop right there and discuss this for hours. Just right there, but I've got more. Because that is, in a nutshell, is it not the problem? Now, I'm not trying to belittle or insult anybody who is in a situation where they're a single parent through no fault of their own, meaning maybe you're a mom who could not take any more of dad's abuse. Maybe your husband was abusive and you said, I'm not going to sit here and absorb all of this. And you left him and took your child with you. So I'm not trying to, cast everybody into one big group and say, you people who decided not to have children but without getting married are all evil. No. There are circumstances, no doubt about it, where children growing up in homes without a mom and a dad, well, it's just unavoidable. I get that. But 33%, one in three American children is living with a parent who is divorced, separated, or never been married. And many people accept that the wedding bells are not needed to have a family. How can you say that? The family is the unit that has grown this country into the heights it has achieved. Children of married parents grow up to have more successful careers. They do better in school. They get better jobs. They don't go to prison. They don't become addicted to drugs. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about statistically. Indeed, about 39% of Americans said marriage was becoming obsolete. And that sentiment follows U.S. Census data released in September that showed marriages hit an all-time low of 52% for adults 18 and over. In 1978, just 28% believed marriage was becoming obsolete. When you take those numbers and those attitudes into the situation that we just described about achievement for children who grow up in two-parent households, achievement of children who grow up with moms and dads, married moms and dads. And then you also look at the statistics that show which demographics, racially and otherwise, are more successful, which make more money, which have higher graduation rates, which have higher college rates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just underscores the need for the family to be rescued. It underscores the need for moms and dads to get married. And if they're not going to be married, they need to not go and pop out children.
You know, I actually don't disagree with that. I think marriage, the real value of marriage, frankly, is to have children. Let me put it a different way. That's not quite right. If you're having children, you ought to be married. You need to be married. Children need to be brought up in that household where there is, I don't know, marriage, but being together, husband, wife, man, woman, or couple, but somehow a unit of strength. Because there, and that's, if there's any problem with gay marriage, it may be that, because the society needs or needs to have a healthy, I understand, I'm not saying that gay lifestyle isn't healthy. That's not it at all. But to succeed in the world, you need to have a strong set a strong understanding of the role of women in society and men in society, or having that healthy influence on the growth. My daughter has told me many times, and I think this is true, a father for her was very, very important, and mother was important, both important for different reasons. And so that's the sort of thing here. This gets dicey, but it is, love is number one, it seems to me. If two people of the same sex love one another, bring children into a loving atmosphere where they are loved and they know they're loved and they are secure, much better for society than children who are abused and can be abused. I'm not suggesting that all marriages and parents are abusive by any stretch of the imagination, but just to say that you don't want to have the children ought not to be allowed to the to men and men if they're together, or women and women, that's a ridiculous judgment, and it's not fair. It's none of your business, frankly. And that's really what people get so much into everybody else's business, into their space. Come on, give it a break. We'll have your calls coming up in a moment here on the Countdown, 13 before the hour.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Shop smarter this Black Friday and go to Office Depot. Get everything on your holiday list, all at great deals. Stores open at 6 a.m. on Friday. Hurry in today for a Canon PIXMA wireless photo all-in-one printer, copier, and scanner for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. So is marriage becoming obsolete? Is that really what's going on here? What does your family think about all of this? Women and their independence changing a lot in society as well. So we'll get our fingers on the pulse of your thoughts in just a matter of moments. So stick around, please, to our Thanksgiving overview of marriage and family here on The Countdown.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm reminded of a song, Love and Marriage. Love and Marriage Go Together Like a Horse and Carriage. Remember that? Some people may. Certainly not an Axl Rose song. But something that is part of our focus here. Okay, let's get to some calls on this survey. If just joining us, we're focused on whether or not marriage is obsolete, because that's what Story in Time magazine has been this week. Sandra, listening in Kentucky with her thoughts. Let's hear what you have to say, Sandra.
My parents have been married for, 43-plus years, I guess. And she has a thing on the refrigerator that says, marriage works for those who work at it. And I think that's one of the issues with today's society is the children growing up now, the younger generation, in my personal opinion, are so narcissists. It's their way or the highway. They forget, in my opinion, that there's a role. Sometimes you have to do things as the wife or do things as the husband and give up your own parts, and they just generalize. The best analogy I got for that was the football field. Sometimes you're going to be at the 50-foot yard. Sometimes you're at the 100-foot yard. But if you just sit down and the other one sits down at the other side, you're never going to meet. Another thing I've noticed, too, is a lot of times they stay in the problem. They go to their friends and they want to gripe and moan, and instead of going and finding the solution. And you know, what I have done with my marriage, we've been married about 8 years now, and we have gone through a lot. I was paralyzed after I gave birth. We had a bad lawnmower accident. We lost our business. He had his arms casted from the elbows down from torn tendons. We have gone through a lot of heartache in our marriage, but we have used that to make ourselves stronger. And we have gone to people that we want what they have. And some of the suggestions we received, if the house looks dusty and if you're a housewife and your husband's at work and he's upset because you're not getting your work done, right, I love you in the dust.
There. Very romantic, yes. 800-510-8255. Next up on the countdown is Samuel, who's calling in from Florida with his thoughts for us.
This here subject, you know, it hits so hard. I think we need to get away from this liberal socialist style government that we have that tells the individuals, it's okay if you made a mistake, we got you covered. Because I think about when I was young and growing up, I'm old school. I might be probably in your age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
It's discipline. It's discipline and rule of law, which instilled into me by my mother. I was raised by a mother with a stepfather, okay? But the stepfather was very important. I'm not happy that, the real father couldn't have stayed, but sometimes it happened even back then. My mother, when I was young, I was put into a fitness camp. I was a Cub Scout. I was a Boy Scout. I went to an inner city school. Matter of fact, I grew up down deep in the projects. Okay, so when somebody calls you and tells you about how hard it was, and I hear that, I don't want to hear that. And another thing that I have found out is that, and it is sad to say this, and I hate to say this, sometimes people can become animals. If you go up to a woman and just say, would you have my baby? She is not very critical in the person she picks that she lays down with and gets pregnant. Just because the guy used a few sweet words. Okay, she lays down and then she gets pregnant without even thinking about marriage.
Sounds a lot like Taco's Tavis Smiley. There is a story around today about children of divorce and the risk of what happens to them health-wise. Apparently, there are studies out that suggest that you have a lifetime risk of stroke and other things that are, again, stress-related. Something to think about, certainly in this equation. 800-510-8255. Lisa listens in Michigan with her thoughts now for us on the countdown.
I was thinking that regardless of whether you're male or female, you're a parent, and you have to show your children character and morals. And, of course, that starts at the home, regardless if you're married or not married. When you decide to become a parent, you have to start living your life as an example and doing the right things yourself. I don't even think it's a religious thing. If you don't feel like you can make that choice, then don't have kids. And not only that, I really truly, and this is so kind of so sounds so archaic, I really feel that people should make the sacrifice and have the mother stay home and do what it takes until the kids start school, because, what's the point? Why are you having kids to just have someone else raise? It's a choice. If you don't feel you can stay, if you want to keep working and, you want to, have that lifestyle, then don't have kids.
Something be said for that point of view, don't you think? All right, pretty inclusive overview on the Talk Radio Countdown of this issue. Thanks to the folks from CNN and ABC and NBC, the Bob France Show, Sloan and Tracy program, for helping us put all of the info and the audio together. Written by Jeff Clothie, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.